Excuse me.
Morning, Your Honors. My name is Thomas C. Gorak. I represent the Midwest Region Gas Task Force Association, whom I will refer to as the small distributors. I would like to reserve 2 minutes for rebuttal time. Your Honor, in the second order on rehearing with respect to CenterPoint Energy, the Commission quoted with approval some language from one of its policy statements. It says the Commission has a responsibility to protect captive customers and can take action to protect these customers in case-specific situations. The Commission has always looked at the particular circumstances in every case, each case, and adopted special protections for captive customers where circumstances warrant. We believe that the circumstances here clearly warrant something more than a promise to consider our issues at some later unspecified point in time on an after-the-fact basis and at a time when we will be unable to reconstruct with any great clarity, at least the particular circumstances that led to the contracts here. We believe the time to review these contracts is now.
Well, I understand you believe that, but do we really have jurisdiction over these at this point in time?
We believe you do.
Your harm that is imminent and remediable?
With respect to the, can I divide it into two issues, Your Honor? We have the contract issues and the right of first refusal issues in our...
Whatever works best for you.
Okay. In our reply brief, we identified some 6 issues that we believe show that we have been harmed and that the issues are right. I'll try to state them succinctly, and they may overlap a little. The first is that we have raised issues involving the interstate pipeline, Northern's market power.
Don't tell me you've raised issues.
Okay.
I want to know what your harm is that you've been hurt now already. Rightness and standing kind of run into each other at times, so I'm not
agreed
asking you to sort out which is which, but what is the harm you have suffered currently or imminently that is remediable in this action? Don't tell me we have raised issues. Tell me what your harm is.
The harm that the direct harm that we suffer is that we are unable to, at a later point in time, properly raise the facts and circumstances to attack the basis for these contracts. The basis that was asserted is that these contracts were entered into to avoid bypass situation. Those facts and circumstances are currently fresh in the minds of Northern and the customers who have that. Under the Commission's ruling,
fresh in the mind is not going to get you anywhere. I don't think there's any case ever that said that that's an element of rightness. Well, with cases not going to be right later, it's not going to be heard later because it wouldn't be fresh in the mind. Forget that. I want to know what harm you have suffered as a result of these contracts or as a result of this FERC ruling that we can remedy that has already occurred or is imminent.
On the issue of whether the discounts were proper, by not telling Northern that it had to post these contracts under the right of first refusal, we have suffered harm because we do not and will not ever again have the opportunity to find out whether someone would be willing to pay more for that capacity. And if they pay more for that capacity, if we had done the posting and bidding, then we would be harmed because the discount adjustment, it has to be less if they're paying more.
Were your clients seeking that capacity?
My clients were not seeking that capacity, Your Honor, but I don't believe that's dispositive of this issue. There are two competing policies here. One is the right of first refusal for the customer who is using it. But the other is the reason we have a right of first refusal under the INGA decisions and all those decisions about 637 is to find out who values the capacity most. And if we find out who values the capacity most, then we probably don't have an argument. If we post it for bid and that bid comes in higher than the bid in these contracts, we will suffer less harm if the Commission passes that through. If it comes in lower, then we know that this was a good deal.
If somebody values the service more and Northern files for a discount, the pipeline just deny it.
I'm sorry, I didn't follow.
No money changes hands until Northern files for a discount. Is that correct?
No money changes hands in terms of rates, yes, sir.
Right, nothing. So is the sequence that Northern then has to file for a discount, and that raises a matter that FERC would adjudicate. But if the pipeline refuses to give Northern a discount, what would be the reason why? Really only one reason, right? That is because somebody else values the service more. So why doesn't all the factors that you're talking about play out at the point where Northern files for a discount?
Because you can't test the theory at that point in time, Your Honor. If you don't post the capacity for bids, then when you go to that point in time, you're simply making an argument that they could have posted it a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 5 years ago, and there's no way to tell in retrospect whether someone would have been willing to bid more for that capacity. So saying that you can raise it later simply
isn't. How did you get hurt by that?
I'm just not fine.
We get hurt by it because
what the harm is to your client.
The harm to the client, Your Honor, is that we want rates, since we're maximum rate customers, to be
the same rate you were before this was entered.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the question is, as these contracts,
new hearing date on a rate, you want to seek a new rate or seek to have the, or try to keep that one from being found to be just a rate, but you'll have that opportunity, right?
We don't believe it's the same opportunity we have now, Your Honor.
I think you have an argument, but you haven't made it. And I don't think it would work in this situation, but the argument would be that as a consequence of this transaction, which FERC approved, the risk that you might get be required by the pipeline to make up for the difference of the discount that's given to Northern has increased.
I believe we have made that argument.
Well, I don't think you have. But what is the quantify the risk for me? Is it more than 2%, 3%, 5%, 10%, zero? What is the risk?
Well, I can give you an estimate. I can't give you a mathematical equation for it, but I think the risk increases over 50%.
How would we know that?
How would we know that?
Yeah,
because
why is that not the speculation?
The speculation is if you look at how much Northern said rates would increase if these people left the system, that would be CenterPoint Energy. They didn't make a similar statement with respect to MUD, that rates would go up 10 to 15%. The discount is 50% on the volumes that are involved there, so I think the risk goes up 50%. And that's lawyer math, and I told you I was going to make a guess at it, but I do think that
you're
the risk increases.
On.
I'm sorry?
Speculating on.
And
it's one more piece of speculation. We can't.
Well,
it's
speculation, but it's speculation that has a basis. You cannot test whether the capacity would have been worth more. A fundamental FERC policy.
Would
if you
have
don't,
been.
Yes.
Is I don't see how you're hurt by this. Would have been. Later, if FERC attempts to impose an unjust and unreasonable rate, then you can litigate it. But right now, there are things going on in the market that may hurt your people later. But we can't tell right now any concrete harm.
We can litigate it, but we can't use the very best test there is. The very best test there is to determine whether this capacity and these discounts are warranted is to post that capacity and see if someone bids more. And down the road, a year or two, 5 years, we cannot do that. You can't go back in time and say, what would someone have bid? You won't know. The best test is now. This is why our argument is that the capacity should have been posted under these circumstances. Now, that if they did not follow the right of first refusal rules correctly, which we believe they did not, if they had done it correctly, then had they rolled over the contract under Northern's tariff, they would have paid maximum rates for 5 years. We would have no complaint.
Right.
If they had posted it.
Now, wait a minute. I want to back you up just a minute.
Okay.
You understand what we're reviewing is the FERC order.
Yes, sir.
Insofar as the rate that is applied here, it was within the max and minimum, right? Max and min.
Yes.
So they really didn't need a FERC order for the rate, right?
They didn't need one, but that doesn't mean that you can't attack it.
Just stay with me a minute. They didn't need one for the rate. What part of the FERC order is it that you are challenging before this court that we could remedy any wrong done in the FERC order. They did approve some nonconforming provisions, some of which they said you have to expand and give them to everybody, just give them to anybody. What part of the order is it that you're telling us is wrong?
Two parts. We believe that while the regulations do state that you can charge a rate between the maximum and minimum, that does not prevent the commission from investigating further a contract with discounts of this magnitude. Secondly, we believe that
that hasn't identified a part of the order that you're saying is wrong. Now, ordinarily, it's a FERC's decision whether to allocate resources to investigate something that is not before them. I'm sure they can, but do we really have the doors of the court open to say, FERC, you should have gone out and investigated something you didn't have legal authority to deny our grant?
Well, I think they did have legal authority to deny our grant, Your Honor. That's our argument.
Maximum and minimum.
I think they could review that rate right now and tell Northern that it either could or could not pass that discount through in the future to my clients.
If Northern could not pass that discount through in the future, is the problem you have here. They haven't tried to pass that discount through to your clients in the future. That sounds like almost an admission of a lack of rightness when you tell us that they could decide what's going to happen to us in the future rather than what's happened to us now. I'm still looking for the part of the order.
Well, the part of the order, Your Honor, from our perspective is that the commission refused to investigate whether or not the bypass threats supported the discounts. And the other part of the order that the commission is wrong on is that it did not require Northern to correctly apply the right of first refusal regulations in these two instances. This is the only time we can raise that issue.
If Northern never sought a discount rate adjustment in a general rate proceeding, how would you be harmed?
If they never sought one?
By this order.
We would be harmed if they never, ever sought one, I believe we would not be harmed. If they never came in for another rate case for the next 15 years,
your harm,
we would not be harmed.
Depends upon the action of a third party, namely Northern, the pipeline.
Yes.
And we have a whole string of cases saying that you can't mount standing injury on that basis.
Our position is that you can certainly construct a theory that says Northern will not go and try to revise its rates for 15 years. I do not think that is a realistic assumption.
Well, it depends on the market, doesn't it?
Well, it depends on a lot of things, Your Honor, as you well know.
So how do we know what the market's going to be 10 years from now?
What we do know is that Northern has entered into contracts with very large discounts and other benefits, not just discounts, at this point in time. It's asked for FERC approval, and it's going to start operating under those contracts. If we take your example, but just take maybe 2 years off of it and say in 13 years they're going to do it, then we really are at a disadvantage and we really are harmed, because there will be no way that we, as people who are not privy to these negotiations, will be able to reconstruct those negotiations 13 years from now, or to remedy them, or to go back and have the capacity posted.
In reconstruction 13 years from now than now.
I'm sorry, I missed
that. Why is your task any different in kind 13 years from now than now?
Because now all of the facts and the people and the documents that are necessary to recreate this are here. And
for a case where that was factored into rightness, that it's easier to litigate shortly after facts than it is longer after facts?
Well, I think there's a standard of rightness that says
a case that took that into effect in rightness? How easy it'll be to litigate the case? How difficult?
I cannot recall a case that says that, but I can recall plenty of cases
that says
that there is harm now, and that if you don't review the case now, there will be harm down the road. I'm through almost my rebuttal time.
We'll give you back a couple of minutes if you need it. Thank you, counsel. We'll hear from FERC.
Good morning, Your Honors. Beth Pacella for FERC. It seems the court understands FERC's jurisdictional arguments. I don't really have anything to add unless the court has any particular questions.
All right, seeing none, thank you, Counsel.
Thank you very much.
Committee.